All right, we're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Linkless, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we've got approximately another hour of fine swinging sounds. And so I hope you'll stick around. I want to remind you we're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some good jazz for you. Going to continue to highlight our Spotlight Artist of the Week, pianist Sonny Clark. This is from his Blue Note album called Leapin' and Lopin'. And this was cut in 1961 on the Blue Note label. And this ensemble he put together is a pretty swinging group. Tommy Turrentine on trumpet, brother of Stanley Turrentine, the tenor sax man. Charlie Rouse, an outstanding tenor sax man who was worked in the Thelonious Monk Quartet at that time. Butch Warren on bass, Billy Higgins on drums, and of course our highlight artist Sonny Clark on piano. This is a little composition written by Sonny called Zelmar's Delight.
Thank you.
Our spotlight artist of the week, pianist Sonny Clark, from his Blue Note album, Leaping and Lopin', cut in November 1961. And along with Sonny Clark on piano, we had a trumpet solo by Tommy Turrentine, and Charlie Rouse was there on tenor sax. So what's up next, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Jerry Mulligan. This is from an LP entitled Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker at Carnegie Hall, and it's on the CTI label. At the time of this concert, I think Mulligan and Baker had not worked together for about 10 years, so there was some tense moments at the beginning, but then things settled in. So the group consists of Mulligan on baritone sax, Chet Baker on trumpet, Bob James on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Harvey Mason on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Jerry Mulligan, and it's an obvious dedication to Duke Ellington's long-term cohort writer and arranger Billy Strayhorn, and it's entitled Song for Strayhorn. Thank you. And that was Song for Strayhorn, a tune written by Jerry Mulligan. And featuring Mulligan on baritone sax, Chet Baker obviously sat that one out. But we had Bob James on electric piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Harvey Mason on drums. It was from an LP entitled Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker at Carnegie Hall.
Well, in November 61, Sonny Clark went into the Blue Note Studios, as was his custom. He's recorded many, many things for Blue Note, both as a leader and as a sideman. And he put together a LP called Dial S for Sonny, of course, reissued on CD. And it had sparkling ensemble here. This is really an all-star aggregation with Art Farmer on trumpet, Curtis Fuller's back on trombone, Hank Mobley on tenor sax. Hank Mobley himself must have recorded a dozen LPs for Blue Note. Our leader, Sonny Clark on piano, Wilbur Ware on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. And this is a little thing written by Sonny Clark called Bootin' It.
Thank you.
swing a little bop line put together by our highlight artist, Sonny Clark, who was heard on piano on that particular track from his Blue Note album, Dial S for Sonny, all-star aggregation here, along with Sonny Clark. And you heard nice solos in the front line there by Art Farmer on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, and Hank Mobley on tenor sax.
Well, next we'll hear from the president of the tenor saxophone, Lester Young. And this is from an LP entitled Giants of Jazz Volume 2, and it's on the ARS label, which was a subscription label. And it features Lester on tenor sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Freddie Green on guitar, Teddy Wilson on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And they're going to do a Rodgers and Hart tune entitled I Didn't Know What Time It Was. Thank you. That was I Didn't Know What Time It Was, featuring Lester Young on tenor sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Gene Ramey on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. That was from an LP entitled Giants of Jazz Volume 2 on the ARS label, released in 1957.
Next up is the Blue Note album Standards, done by our highlight artist, pianist Sonny Clark. And he does about a dozen great old standards. He usually plays in a bop vein. These are more or less straight-ahead renditions of classic tunes from the Great American Songbook. And no one writes more tunes on the Great American Songbook than Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. And this is their version of I Can't Give You Anything But Love, backed up by Jimmy Merritt on bass and Wes Landers on drums. Sonny Clark going a little ways back with an old standard that's been popular all down through the years, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. I can't give you anything but love from Sonny's Blue Note album, Standards, tastefully backed up by Jaime Merritt on bass and Wes Landers on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from a rather large group led by Gil Fuller. This is a 20-piece orchestra. And the title of the album is Gil Fuller and the Monterey Jazz Festival Orchestra. And it even includes four French horns, so you know they're serious. And the album was put together mainly as a showcase for Dizzy Gillespie, so he'll be the main soloist. We'll also hear a little bit from Buddy Collette on alto sax. And the tune was written by Phil Moore, and it's entitled The Man from Monterey. That was The Man from Monterey, a tune written by Phil Moore for the Monterey Jazz Festival Orchestra. And we heard solos by Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet and Buddy Collette on alto sax. And that was released on the Pacific Jazz label in 1965.
Well, for the better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. And we hope you'll return and join the sounds with us here in the studio. We have a ball listening to the music here, and we hope you enjoy it out there in Radio Land. So please come back and visit us again sometime soon. We're going to close it out with a song, In My Heart, a Richard Rodgers composition, done up by our highlighter, Sonny Clark, from his album Sonny's Crib. And this is a great ensemble he put together with Donald Byrd on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Let's close it out with the song In My Heart. Thank you.
Thank you.